Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's about that time, baby.
What is doing, buddy?
Waiting all week for Tuesday at 9. Tommy's really stupid and he's ugly, too.
I didn't write.
Everybody hates all the clothes that he wears, and his mom's a whore, and everyone knows. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's Tuesday at 9 o'clock. It's time for Where They Whinin', and if you are new to the show, here's how it works. Kimmy has a post from one of the neighborhood apps somewhere in the greater Rochester area. You guys send them to her. We appreciate that. She removes street names. She removes references to the town to not give it away.
Yeah.
But if you listen, there are still enough little details and clues in there where we should be able to figure out where they whinin'.
So don't jump. Let it play out.
Shut up.
Snap.
Do I have to sing the song again? Because I forgot the
word. Go ahead.
Waiting all day for Tuesday at 9. Tommy's got a really small penis right now. It's old and it's sad and it's really disheveled. And he's ugly and his mom's still a whore. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Who the heck is playing drums all day?
Oh,
drums. You're torturing us neighbors. It's finally the perfect temperature outside to open up the windows and get some fresh air in the house, and we find ourselves keeping them closed to avoid the obnoxious noise. I live on blank, and I can hear it in the distance. It's just loud enough to make you want to lose your mind because it doesn't stop for hours. Couldn't imagine living right next door to this individual. Must be someone without a job. I hear it all day long while I work from home. You can't drown it out with any other noise. Trust me, I've tried everything. I can hear it over my TV, speakers, and sound machine. It's just so inconsiderate to everyone around you, and that goes for anyone who plays a loud instrument at home. Go rent a music studio or find a more soundproof place to practice. It's a pretty simple concept and one that keeps everyone happy. You can't just make whatever noise you want during the day. Just so you know, according to the law, you can't make noise over 80 decibels any time of day. Ooh. I looked it up. Do what you want with that info, and I hope you do. This person is just asking for their neighbors to call the cops.
All right, phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What are you hearing, buddy?
You know, I hear this kind of like behavior.
Yeah.
We're loud, taking your drum set outside, probably setting it all up, pounding away in the middle of the day. You ain't got no damn job. That band broke up years ago.
Okay.
You never got it back together.
Uh-huh.
You beating skins and gates. This is outside beating, setting up your little drum set like you're at the California Brew House.
It is amazing how you've lived in this town as long as you have.
Mm.
All of the clues that were dropped in that post,
yeah.
And you immediately jumped on gate.
Yeah, I could see it in my mind's eye.
You could not.
I could see your busted ass backyard.
You could not be more wrong for like five different reasons. And I'm going to break it down for you piece by piece. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
One, drum sets are one of the more expensive instruments.
Not when they're handed down from your grandfather, who also was in a Grand Funk cover band. But half of that drum set is probably full of duct tape.
There are barely any kids in Gates that play drums because of how expensive that is. Two, you missed a very valuable clue.
Wait a minute. So one of the greatest drummers of all time is from the West Side.
Who's that?
Steve Gadd.
Steve Gadd from where?
The West Side.
Where?
I don't know. Where?
Where?
West Side.
Where were you? Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, you can't tell me the town, though.
I don't know his exact town. I know he's West Side.
The last one, it was 50 years ago. There's no one else coming out of Gates that could drum. All right, so that's problem number one. Yeah. Problem number two, you missed the most obvious East Side food. When I'm working
put
from
two fingers.
When I'm working from home.
Yeah.
White collar jobs are work
no,
from home.
Or
jobs.
If you're working at all, if you're busted.
Literally said in there, while I
unemployed.
Am working from home. When I am working from home.
Unemployed.
If we are talking about percentage of people that work from home.
There's people on the West Side working from home. The counterfeiters,
right. There are
drug dealers, man, guys that got chicks working the streets.
You know you screwed up. You jumped too quick. You jumped too quick because you heard loud.
Pimps and Hope be working out of the house, baby.
Third, nobody. Pimps and Hope be working out of the house.
You know, it's hard out here being a pimp.
Third, nobody on the West Side is going to look up the decibels you're legally allowed to make.
Oh, they don't know how to Google?
For that reason, we have an East Side town.
See, that's where you're just falling into the trap.
Of all of the clues that were laid out there. It's an East Side town, and it's a tight East Side town. And I got two.
Where is there a loose East Side town?
I meant people living close together. And for
I know right where you're going, which is basically a West Side.
Go ahead, tell me.
I know where you're going.
Where am I going?
I can't say.
Kimmy, can you give him the guess where he thinks I'm going to go? I will be fine
with
it.
I will allow it.
Okay.
I will allow you to guess where
you
think.
Where is there a tight?
This is your guess.
Yeah,
not
go
mine.
Ahead. Tell me. Where is it?
You went to East Rochester.
Wrong. They whine.
They're going to change it on the fly.
No way. They whine it in Fairport. This is 100%
Fairport. Ain't nothing.
This is a kid whose mom and dad bought him a drum set. And I'm not saying kid isn't young. I'm saying kid isn't still lives with mom and dad. May not work during the day. Work from home neighbors. Expensive instruments.
Bro, he's got
tight town with government subsidized porches.
He's got a sound studio.
No.
He's got it all covered up down in the basement.
If Eastsiders are one thing, it's inconsiderate of their neighbors.
No,
because
not.
Tanner has to practice his drums.
Yeah.
If he's going to be the next,
man,
if he's going to be the first Eastside Steve Gadd, they whine it.
Fairport Gadd.
In Fairport. We got a Fairport Gadd situation. All right. There is one rule and one rule only.
What's that?
You get one pick.
Yeah.
Right? If you are on hold and somebody else says the name of the town you're going to say, you got two options. Hang up the phone. Try again next week. We won't be mad. Or pick a different town.
Okay.
If we answer the phone and you say, I was going to say, but then I went, you have been disqualified, and the commissioner has all final say. And Kimmy, you said we did have a winner last week.
We did not.
Did not have a winner.
No.
Okay.
Winner
so nobody's in
week.
Ben's hole.
Gaping Ben hole.
Wow.
This week. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's kick it off with Mark. Mark, where are they whining, buddy?
First off, I want to say that Waiting on Tuesday Night theme song that you began with.
Yeah.
That was awesome, Duffy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That was really good.
I think we found a drummer to do the studio version.
Yeah, very good. Very good. I'm going with the Coit.
Why are you going with Aranda Coit?
Oh, he was your buddy.
Because there's
like
a lot of close neighborhoods over there, a lot of houses really close together.
It's tight.
I'm thinking.
Okay.
That's why they're being disturbed, because they're so close together over there.
Mark, it's interesting you bring up Irondequoit, because there's actually historical context to Irondequoit.
Oh, what is that?
Because Bill wrote us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Let Tommy the Dumbass know that Steve Gadd is from the Coit.
Not originally.
Oh, really? Really?
Could be a Steve Gadd relative.
Or Gadd, either one. Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Steve Gadd actually does live on the West Side. 252-WCMF, 252. How could you be so bad at your job? That is music you like in your era, genres you follow.
I do.
And you picked the wrong side of town. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Woody. Woody, where are they whining, buddy?
They're whining in the Henny.
Shut up, Woody. Why Henrietta?
Well, why not Henrietta? There's lots of people there that can get drums for their kids. It's close. Lots of neighborhoods that are close together. You can hear the kid over across the street and stuff like that. And also, I'd like to put a little addendum. You've been a messy bitch all morning long, Duffy. I think Tuesdays brings out the worst in you.
What did I do?
You've been a messy bitch.
Oh, look at Kimmy over here. Curse it in the morning.
You
better
see you next Tuesday, bro.
What the hell did I do, Woody?
This morning, with the whole, you know, changing people, you know, how husbands and wives change each other, you were a little over the line. I think you're being mean on purpose.
Get him, Woody. Tell
myself.
Him.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Hold talking it. Over people, it's rude.
Woody's giving it to you, and it's not
and
Saturday night.
Like
it's a messy bitch Tuesday
like
in the break room.
It's going to get you not invited for after drinks anymore.
Oh. Ooh. I don't even know what that means.
After drinks.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Oh, have a good rest of the day. I don't want to listen to Woody anymore. I love Kimmy. Don't talk to Kimmy.
Messy
like
bitch
that.
Is the
messy bitch.
It's like one of my new favorite insult. You messy bitch. We got a lot of messy bitches in this room.
Yeah, it's a room of messy bitches. We're the messy bitch room is what it is. Oh, brutal. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Sean. Sean, where are they whining, buddy?
East Rochester.
Why East Rochester?
Because they're always bitching about something out there.
Bunch of messy bitches, I hear.
Right, you said East Rochester
That's
sucks.
Right.
You just said East Rochester was a bad pick, Tommy.
I changed my mind.
No, my God, did you forget what you talk. Just said, you stupid, messy bitch? Sean, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Corey. Corey, where are they whining?
I'm going with Park Ave.
Okay, Park Ave neighborhood in the city. Why?
Lived on Park Ave for a while, and I did hear a lot of drums, I'm not going to lie. But also, I know
thank you for not lying about the drums on Park Ave, Corey.
Yeah, I know, right? I know that the noise laws or rules in that area are definitely different also. So I could see it being a very low decibel level and someone being upset about
get
it.
Got a low dB.
As opposed to this room, who's got one giant dB. Corey, when did you live? Douchebag is what I was going for. Corey, when did you live on Park Ave? How long ago?
From 2015 to probably 2 years ago.
Okay,
about now,
so not that long ago. All right, he's got recency. All right, Cody or Corey, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Barber. Barber, where are they whining, buddy?
I like his idea. I'm going to stay in the city, South Wedge, where there's a lot of young musicians.
Is that still the case?
Well, you got U of R, you know, it's close by. We go for music.
Big drumming college.
Well, wouldn't the guys and the gals that are going for music, they would be living down near Eastman, right? The college is down in the East End.
Who can afford to live there anymore?
Yeah, but the taxes.
Other than the dorm rooms they have down the street from the theater.
There's like a kid who's like late college, you know, local bands, stuff like that, where he plays like at Lux and places like that in the South.
Okay.
South Ave.
All right, sounds good. Barbara, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I don't think they do live music at Lux. I've never seen a band at Lux.
Oh, I thought they had bands.
Do they? In the backyard in the summertime?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Might be some bug jar jackwad.
He just
goes, his skin.
He always says bug jar because he has no idea what other clubs have live music in them.
Well, I don't go to the clubs.
You've never went to the clubs and you never will. You went to Paradise Alley one time with two other guys that were 20 years old to be there.
Who knew it wasn't cigar night?
252-WCMF. Let's get one more before we get a reread for the folks just joining us. Let's talk to Todd. Todd, where are they whining?
I'm going to guess Penfield.
Why Penfield?
Because it could be me.
Oh, you're a drummer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, so what are you doing?
Tommy remembers me from a long time ago doing the drum off there with the Wheez.
Yeah, remember? No, he was just saying, I wonder what happened to Todd from the drum off with Wheez.
Yeah, where are they now?
Yeah.
Where do
yeah.
you play your
no,
drums,
I got,
Todd?
I got like eight in my basement, but I got 1,800 watts of speakers and my one neighbor says she's okay with it, but I don't know.
Can I ask a question, Todd?
Sure.
So you're alone in your basement playing the drums.
Yes.
Why do you need to amplify
the
drums?
Why do you need the speakers?
To hear. I have a 1985 Pearl DLX monster set from the 80s. That you have to hit them hard.
Okay, got to hit them hard.
They're deep shell, birch mahogany, they're monsters.
Okay, Todd, you don't have a job?
Oh, no, I'm on vacation right now, but yeah, I work.
Okay.
So this is after hours.
Okay, all right, that might not be you then, because it said middle of the day, Todd, you might be okay.
It might depend if I have a day off. I'm getting ready to retire, so.
All right, well, good luck on the retirement, and don't amplify the drums, Todd. No necessary.
I have to.
Okay, bye, Todd. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Drummond Todd.
Yeah.
Your good friend from back in the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I talk about him all the time.
My favorite thing. Tommy remembers me. Well, why don't we let him say that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
252 DBCMF, Kimmy, can we get a reread for the folks that are just joining us?
Sure can.
Thank you.
Who the heck is playing the drums all day? You're torturing us neighbors. It's finally the perfect temperature outside to open up the windows and get some fresh air in the house, and we find ourselves keeping them closed to avoid the obnoxious noise. I live on blank and can hear it in the distance. It's just loud enough to make you want to lose your mind because it doesn't stop for hours. Couldn't imagine living right next door to this individual. Must be someone without a job. I hear it all day long while I work from home. You can't drown it out with any other noise. Trust me, I've tried everything. I can hear it over my TV, speakers, and sound machine. It's just so inconsiderate to everyone around you, and that goes for anyone who plays a loud instrument at home. Go rent a music studio or find a more soundproof place to practice. It's a pretty simple concept and one that keeps everyone happy. You can't just make whatever noise you want during the day. Just so you know, according to the law, you can't make noise over 80 decibels any time of day. I looked it up. Do what you want with that info, and I hope you do. This person is just asking for their neighbors to call the cops.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy jumped the gun like an idiot, said he wanted to pick the home of Steve Gadd, famous drummer Gates. I am in Fairport. Mark then called up and picked the actual home of Steve Gadd, Irondequoit.
We don't know if that's true or not.
Woody is in Henrietta. Sean is out in East Rochester because they're always bitching about something. Mm-hmm. Corey went Park Ave based on his Park Ave living experience. Mm-hmm. Barber, who sounds like he wanted Park Ave, moved over to the South Wedge. And Todd is playing the drums with amps on
right now
in Penfield.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Cody. Hey, Cody, where are they whining?
I'm going to say Brighton.
Why Brighton?
Because why not?
There you go.
So you had another.
Why not?
You had another town, didn't you, Cody?
No. Well, so we need the home of working from home. A lot of people in Brighton work from home.
Okay.
We need people who think they know the law but don't know the law.
Okay.
That totally is an east side, kind of southeast side thing.
All right,
so
check.
That fits Brighton.
Check.
And it's somebody who doesn't live right next to the person who's playing the drums, so we still need to be somewhat tight-knit, but they don't know their neighbors hardly at all, which also fits with Bright.
Okay, all right.
That's a good call right there.
There's logic. Oh, I'm sorry? What were you saying?
What'd you say, Tommy?
What was that, Tommy?
I said that take was a good call.
That take was a good call?
Yeah, his take on the neighbor was a good call. I didn't say anything else.
I had a good call with your mom last night, too.
Yeah, because she's a whore.
Jesus, well,
no, that was a joke. I wanted to make sure you understood. Because you didn't get the whole deep.
You don't think I know my mother's a whore by now, but they'd be a pounder all the time?
Cody, thanks for the call, buddy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's stop talking about whores. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, no. Christine's on hold. Hey, Christine, you're on CMF. Where are they whining?
You are such a dick. You really, truly are.
Give it to him.
You're no longer a messy bitch. You're a messy dick.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, it was hanging there. I could not reach up and snatch it, Christine. You understand my dilemma.
You're the one that said next week, try to be nice, you know?
Yeah, well, you're not. You're not off on a good start, Christine. You're not. Where they whining? Where they whining?
I'm going to say Hilton.
Why Hilton?
Because everybody complains about their neighbors. Every neighbor hates every neighbor. And everybody wants to claim they know the law and they don't want to travel anymore for work because it's too far. So they're in Hilton.
Do you have Hilton experience?
I have friends that live in Hilton, yes.
Wait, whoa. You have friends?
I do, and you're one of them.
You're no friend of mine.
I saw you at the Bills game at the tap room. I saw you.
She was watching you from across the room and your sexy ass knees.
No, he actually said hello. I said, hi, Tommy, and he said hello.
Yeah, that's how I do now.
Hey, Tommy, you remember Christine? She's the one that said hello.
Yeah, the Wii Show back in the day.
Yeah. Christine, thanks for the call. We got you for Hilton. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's rip some through here. Let's talk to Devin. Devin, where are they whining, buddy?
Got to be Webster, man.
Why Webster, man?
Because of all the Karens that live out there, you know? A lot of the Karens.
Oh, them Webster Karens, man. All right, we got you. All right.
They like to spoil their kids out there.
And they spoil those kids out there, Webster, man.
Webster spoiled.
Yeah, with the drums.
That's funny. Every guy named Devin is a huge burnout. You cannot name your kid Devin and not have them be a huge burnout. If you're having a baby, I'm just letting you know. That's a heads up. 252-WCMF. Let's start to Caleb. Hello, Caleb. Were they whining?
Hello, you messy bitch. We are going to go with Shylai.
Why Shylai?
Because you've left me on hold for 15 minutes and my two picks were taken.
All right, I love these guys. Yeah. I call a lot, and I've been sitting on hold for like a long time. Tommy remembers me. Back in the Wii Show, I used to play the drums. I waved at him from across the room at Bill Gray's one time.
You really do suck, Pat.
Thank you, Caleb. Thank you very much.
You're getting on everybody's nerves today.
Caleb, we got you for China.
You're having a lot of offs.
I stand up for men, and I'm getting yelled at. I don't know. She's the one that cursed into a mic.
Don't look at me. I heard your messy pitch.
WCMF. Greg, where are they whining, buddy?
Charlotte.
Why Charlotte?
Listen to the clues.
What are they?
She says she lives on the lake, and... Oh, he travels down there in Shalott.
Okay. Oh, but sound travel. The water carries the drum noise.
It does.
You can hear it all the way in Toronto.
We're going
to Lake Shore. You play Lake Shore Golf Course. You can hear the concerts on the Shalott there.
No, you're not kidding, right? Because there would be times I would be eating Abbott's and I would hear nothing but Neil Peart just jamming and jamming and jamming.
Yeah. He's from Gates.
Greg, good save. Thanks for the call. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, where are they whining?
I think they're whining in Pittsford.
Why Pittsford?
Because they were so inconsiderate, and Pittsford residents have a love of knowing the law, and this person looked up the law, 80 decibels, so that's why I'm picking Pittsford.
Yeah, I got two stories in the not-so-recent fat past that says Pittsford folks maybe don't know the law as well as you think they do. Mike, thanks for the call. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Marty. Marty, where are they whining?
I'm going to go Greece.
Why Greece?
Just a spur-of-the-moment thing, and I always go with my gut, and my gut typically tells me Greece, so I'm going to go Greece.
Okay. Marty, thanks for the call.
He's listening to his greasy gut because he's a messy bitch.
We'll finish it up. 252-WCMF. Tommy, I'm going to let you make this decision. I got it narrowed down to two gentlemen.
All right.
Do we want Bill to have the last guess, or do we want Big Steve?
This show hasn't had much luck with Bills.
Okay.
So let's go with Steve.
252-WCMF. Big Steve's got the last guess. Big Steve, where they want it?
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I think it's a big town of ham.
See what you did? Is that you trying to make up a nickname for Hamlin?
Yeah, why not? Everybody else does it, brother. Why can't I?
Okay,
you complain about it.
Yeah, but like here's
the
thing.
You're free to do you, Big Steve.
Did you call it the Big Town of Ham? That's actually a longer name than the actual name.
Than the Ham?
Ham Town. That's actually a thing, too.
Hey, there's Ham people Town. Out there play drums, too, you know?
Okay, no, you're not wrong. You could have went with the Ham. You
That's
went,
your mom.
The Ham.
Talking about her thighs.
Or you could have went with Porkville, which is Tommy's
Again.
Mom.
Yeah, Porkville, that would have been good.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, tell you what. Now, all jokes you have from now on, call us up first, and we'll clear them.
Okay.
Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. All right. God damn it. Tommy is in Gates, the home of Steve Gadd. I am in Fairport. Mark called us up, picked a rounding coin. Turns out that's the actual home of drummer Steve Gadd. Woody is in Henrietta. Sean is in East Rochester. Corey is down on Park Avenue. Barbara in the South Wedge. Tad is out in Penfield. Cody went Brighton, had three good reasons why.
Okay.
Christine got very upset for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And then she went with Hilton. Devin is Webster. They're playing the drums. They're spoiling their kids out there. Caleb got really mad. He had to stay on hold for 20 minutes at a popular game, and he picked Chai Line. Greg is out in Charlotte because the water carries the drum noises. Mike is in Pittsburgh with his greasy gut. Marty is out in Greece, and Big Steve went with the ham. Mm-hmm. The big ham.
Big ham.
The big ham.
The big age.
All right, Kimmy?
Yeah.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do the damn thing.
You ain't getting smart.
Big third down. Big third down.
Put your ham on the seat.
I got a ham. I'll put on your seat. Your butt.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So you're going to put your butt on my ham?
Ham bone and put it
on. You're going to put your ham on my bone?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You guys want any information? Are you good?
Yeah, that's good.
It'd be a bone-in ham.
I got a bone-in ham for your butt.
No, but my bone would be.
Your butt is a Your butt is a ham, and I have a bone.
Would be your ham.
I'm trying to give you my bone for your ham, and just your butt.
So this week, we do have a winner.
You made us.
We have a winner. I think this is a first-time winner.
Ooh.
But call to correct me if I'm wrong.
All right.
Because they whined on Park Avenue.
Damn. Holy crap, Corey called it.
Corey.
Man, he nailed it down to I lived on Park Ave. You heard drums all the time.
Mystery drummer on Park Ave.
Look, I got to give Corey props. Now, granted, he had an advantage having lived on Park Ave up to 2 years ago. I would have thought Park Ave's demographics had changed.
Yeah, you would have flushed out all the drum bums.
I guess there's who is a drum bum in Penfield? Drum bums everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Amping his drums. Again, that would piss me off.
What's that?
You want to play your drums fine, but now you're just being a dick putting amps on your drums.
100, what did he say? 1,000 watts
per channel.
1,800 watts per channel.
How did you remember that? Of all the things we look at in the face.
I don't know, it just stuck out because I was thinking stereo systems.
All right.
Congratulations. Marshall Stack.
Congratulations, Corey. You are this week's holder of the belt, and you get your possibly first ever star with something.
Yeah,
first
slide into that hole, brother.
Corey. This is the first Corey.
First Corey.
Corey's in the hole.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're such an idiot.
Well, it's hard. This damn
thing. Oh,
what, guys?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. All right, it's official.
Whatever.
We have jumped the shark. Because we've said now for the last couple of years, you put any Bill's logo on any food item, you're going to sell 1,000 grocery store. And we, once again, on top of the Josh Allen cereal and hot sauce and the James Cook. Oh, actually, we'll talk about that in a second. There is an ice cream that is about to show up in Wegmans.
Okay.
And it is specifically aimed at something that is happening Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. Right, so this is, but it's ice cream.
Yes.
All right.
It is a Wegmans brand ice cream. They're calling it a limited edition Bring the Storm ice cream.
Ooh.
It is a blue and white container with rushing buffaloes coming at you, and it has the Silver Bills logo that they will be wearing on their helmet and on the sleeve of their jerseys for the Patriots game, all white. What do they call those things?
Not color
rush. No,
they're not. They're the hometown.
Is this jerseys, a city thing? Right? You're
yeah,
talking
the
about?
City. Can I, whatever city, the hell. Whatever. The new white jerseys you've seen.
The city jersey.
You got it. The new white jersey. The ice cream has been released in honor of those jerseys.
What's the flavor?
It's the ice cream is blue.
Right, yeah, it's the ice cream itself is blue.
I think
blue.
I think it's like birthday cake.
Yes, it's cake flavored ice cream with vanilla cake pieces, white sprinkles, according to Wegmans. You can start trying it October 4th and 5th, which is Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
Well, if it's tied into the game,
that makes sense.
Okay, so
go eat your blue ice cream.
But they made an ice cream for a jersey.
Yeah.
And you know,
why not?
But I'm a Jersey guy.
Yeah.
You shouldn't make an ice cream for one.
Why not? Make as much ice cream as you want.
You're wearing the jersey.
Who's against more ice cream?
You're wearing
and
the jersey.
And blue teeth.
You're such a bitch.
Oh, my God.
You are such a bitch.
Imagine being out.
It's going to turn your mouth blue. You shouldn't eat it. I heard blue is more calories. I can't even say it.
Having a good time over there today?
Yeah. I'm a messy bitch. What can I say?
You are a messy bitch. You're the messiest of all the bitches. It kind of feels like we've jumped the shark now with the Bills brand.
You think
stuff.
It's too much?
Okay, look, how many things?
Well, at least it's like fun food.
Yeah,
but it doesn't.
I mean, it's for kids, right?
It's not. This is. They did not sell the same to kids.
This flavor is not like the most masculine Bills fan jump through table kind of flavor. It's literally has cake pieces and
I
sprinkles.
I have blue tea.
Sundays at the Ralph was also like a kiddie flavored
well, no,
ice
that
cream.
That was like that was. That was pretty standard, right? Wasn't it like chocolate swirls and chocolate chips and stuff?
There is no ice cream that's a manly ice cream unless you're getting like pralines and cream
Rocky
or
Road.
Walnut.
Oh, yeah, Rocky Road.
They'd be a man-sounding ice cream.
I know, now that I'm thinking about
chocolate. A standard chocolate ice cream would be a manly one.
All right.
But that's I just, it, like, nothing on it.
But whenever I see like birthday cake, sprinkles, like I think of more like kids than
fair
adults.
Enough.
Okay. I guess what I'm asking.
What's that?
How many things can you slap a Bills logo on at the grocery store?
We're about to find out.
Everything. People were buying Josh's melons.
Yeah, I did buy a Josh melon.
Think about that. If they win the Super Bowl,
man,
the amount of stuff you're going to see next year is going to be off the charts.
I don't know how much more you can put out there. Every
Buckle
aisle
up,
has,
buddy.
Every aisle has a Bills related
yes,
item
does.
In it.
Even
every
the tampons.
Well, yeah. Oh, you're talking about the Ed Oliver branded tampons plugging that hole.
People would probably buy them.
I would absolutely. I don't even need a tampon. I would buy an Oliver tampon.
Put a little Ed between your legs.
Has anyone called his agent? Because I think we've stumbled upon a $1 million idea. Ed Oliver branded tampon. Here's the thing.
What?
Like most of the foods that our Bills player.
Ice cream is kind of related to watching the game, right?
How? You've had an ice cream sundae when you're watching a football game?
No, but if you're at home, would you bring out the ice cream after you
eat? No! Who eats ice cream during a Bills game? You're drinking beer.
No, but as a kid, like Kimmy's point, like people that don't drink.
Kimmy, have you ever eaten an ice cream during a football game?
Oh, probably. No, because it's always cold.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be opposed.
The only sporting event you are allowed to eat ice cream at is at a baseball game, and it has to be out of a tiny plastic upside-down helmet.
Right.
That is sports law.
I didn't know.
And the only reason I've ever eaten ice cream during a Bills game is because the Bill Gray's Taproom at Chi Lai has an Abbott's inside, and I will get a
vanilla
cone.
There you go.
But
well,
that's
you meant like in person. Yeah, in
I'm just
in
saying in general.
Stadium. They got to have like ice cream bars there.
Have you ever thought of have you ever seen ice cream
inside?
They
got to have like a cooler.
I've never seen ice cream
inside.
So
they don't sell ice cream in the stadium?
I don't. Yeah, they sell a lot of it December 14th.
No, but like right now.
Oh, this is delicious.
They don't play everything in the winter time.
They don't play everything in the winter time.
You got kids.
I'm telling you, I've never seen
ice
cream.
And by the way, you drink cold beer in the winter time. What's the difference?
Well, because that's getting me somewhere. What's the ice cream getting me? Diabetes. That's what.
So is the beer if you don't wash it.
25GWCMF, Wegmans announces a Wegmans-branded Bring the Storm ice cream that is exclusively for this new Bills jersey. It's got the new logo on it, the Rivalry City Connect, whatever the hell they're called. But we're at the point now where they're making ice creams for jerseys. And like most of the foods that you get in Wegmans that are Bills-related aren't even really football foods. Well, Dawson Knox and Labatt's. Okay, that works.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen on a bag of Tostitos or Pepsi, whatever, that makes sense. James Cook has released a new cookie.
Oh, why wouldn't you have that?
Okay, I'm not saying I get it. It makes sense for the names. How many cookies have you eaten during a football game?
Oh, I mean tailgating? If somebody brought a bucket of cookies to a tailgate, that's gone before you even walk into the stadium.
I thought when Wegmans sold those tailgate packages, they had cookies with the subs.
Yeah, but if you buy a tailgate package, you're not like a real actual tailgate.
I've definitely had cookies at maybe not in the game, but before the game.
You don't burn charcoal and eat a ripstick out there. You're not a real man.
Yeah, I mean, what did you
get a mouthful of chocolate ice cream? Born F-150 truck with a sky hook on. That's what I'm talking about. Real man.
252 WCMF.
My wife's sitting next to me. She's got a head on her Kotex on.
Plug that hole. Plug that hole. 252 WCMF. Katie, you're on CMF. How are you?
I am doing guys.
Good. What's up?
So, they already have the ice cream out at some of the Wegmans. If we didn't live in Maryland and weren't able to transport it, we would have gotten it.
Okay, because Shara wrote us on Instagram. She says it tastes more like Lucky Charms than it does cake, which now I'm interested.
So is it out now or is that available yet?
So I'm getting people saying it's out in some stores.
Yeah. Okay.
It's out. They had coolers, like, loaded. Like, the one we went to one in Henrietta, I believe, and they had a minimum of 5 coolers. Stocked.
Five coolers stocked full of one
ice
cream.
And that's the poor man's Wegmans.
Just one ice cream, just the one flavor.
All right, Katie, I think the important question we have to ask you here is, would you buy Ed Oliver branded tampons?
probably not.
Why?
I mean, I'm a cheap girl. Like, I like to save my pennies to use them for the other things. Like,
she wants to. She wants.
It would be more expensive for sure.
All right, I get it.
I want like jerseys. I want apparel.
Well, you get a penny pinch
and I can make
when it
flashy.
Comes to your cycle.
Well, it's just
if you have to. You have to buy.
I'm ready for that to be done. Rip my uterus out. I don't need it no more.
Oh, he didn't say that.
Oh, right, well, no. That's that. Then you need the Cole Bishop hysterectomy home kit. Takes it right away with just one hand.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
Katie, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.